From my experience with mega projects and my 9 years on the Big Dig, I would say the community and the businesses had the loudest voice, and they succeeded in pushing back many times against government plans because they wanted a city they could be proud of for the future and their children and their grandchildren could be proud of. Examples include our bridge design. We had 26 designs. The final design was called the Z Scheme. The communities were not happy with it. It was not a pretty bridge. It was not environmentally safe. It had problems, so they kept pushing back. Finally, we had a new governor. The new governor came in and said, I'm forming a bridge committee. I want the national experts from around the world to come and tell me how they design this bridge. When that happened, we did select a designer, actually, on a bidding process from Switzerland. So I think, you know, reaching out and getting different visions. And now it's a landmark bridge in the world. It's the widest cable stay. It's the only cable stay asymmetrical. That was another battle the community won. They did not want to have to cross the bridge and go through the city of Boston and turn around and come back to their home. So it became asymmetrical, very unusual for cable stay bridge. And that was because the community, the North End community, said they want to be able to reach their community as soon as they come over that bridge. There were other battles that were fought between the stakeholders and the businesses. I would say the businesses, the Business Artery Committee, it was called ABC, they, in many respects, led the way. They talked to legislators. They told them what they needed to develop and grow. These were small businesses, and since that's a big part of our national economy, they were listened to. Took a long time in the planning. Mega projects everywhere have stops and starts constantly. Sometimes there's funding. I know California is experiencing it now with their high-speed rail. They can't get enough sponsorship yet, so they're not moving as quickly as they'd like to. I always say it's important to have a long planning period, and the research supports that. So I think the continued input, I think what's happening here at this library is so important to have a place for people to come to share information, eventually to look at the drawings. It becomes a process that when people feel a part of it, they will come, they'll learn, they'll ask questions, and I think encouraging that is very, very important.
Is there a way to improve the communities or maybe make the communities a little more comfortable saying you have a chance to really have a transformative project as opposed to kind of the reticence to just say, whoa, 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 let's just make it the way it was, you know, the sort of don't move my cheese kind of thing.
Right.
Is there a good way to get the community to be a little more open-minded, given that, a component of our community is save 81, put it back the way it was.
Right. Don't change anything. Yeah. Well, that's what mega projects are about. They're about transformations and making change. Some people just don't like change. They feel comfortable. They like their commute. They've timed it to 20 minutes, and they don't want it a minute longer. I think you have to help them see the vision, the beauty. You're doing that here in the library now with your photos. You're saying, look at some of these other projects. Look at these cities. Wouldn't you like to have a city with a park where you can walk through the park? You can bring your family. You can take them to museums that are open on weekends. You can even come in the evening. It's good for business. It's good for the economy. It spurs other types of growth. We call them mega project ecosystems. So we build a highway, but what's even more important, that highway or that beautiful boulevard, is what we're doing around it. And there are so many benefits, and if one looks at the research, you can see the benefits monetarily can be significant. So I would urge everyone to take a look at these economic benefits, not just the cost of the infrastructure. In the end, I found people don't care about cost. People don't care even if a project's late. Is it sustainable for the long term? Is it giving you and your children, your grandchildren, the kind of city that you dream of? So I say use projects to dream and transform. They will follow if you give them the vision. I think it's really a lack of understanding and getting people out of their comfort zone.